back.
And we're back. And we know what it's time for. And you know what it's time for. It's time for Higmify with an M. M for mum.
Yeah. Can I just say, though, before we start?
Yeah.
I was listening to the Collins and Herring podcast the other day, and Richard Herring was talking about his time on Have I Got News For You, and he abbreviated it to Hignify. So I don't know if he's been listening to our version of it.
He may have.
But Herring, stop doing it.
All right, it's time for Have I Got Moos For You.
Moos.
This is where Sam Foster looks at cow stories from the past week. Totally real stories.
All the past.
Here he goes.
Yeah. So, bit of cow trivia. Okay, so, John, did I ever tell you the one about the group of robbers?
Nope.
Okay, so there's like this, these international like spy type robber thingies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this band, right? And they're going to break into this bank, right?
Yeah.
But... like because they're well-known robbers, the police know who they are and stuff. But it's like they know who they are, but they focus on the bigger criminals.
Okay.
It's like and let the smaller criminals do the stuff, and then. But anyway, this group of robbers are planning like a big robbery on a bank or something like that, mm-hmm. like ages ago, and then like when there wasn't so much good security.
Yeah.
So a while ago.
Quite a while ago.
And so like they couldn't use disguises or what have you because like they're not very good at it and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I thought, okay, so what can we do? I tell you what, if we can figure out how to get rid of the alarms, then somebody could go in. Some like we could have an outsider go in and collect the money for us.
Can I just ask, where is the cow link here?
It's coming. It's coming.
All right,
don't
it's
worry.
Coming. Okay.
It's like okay, so okay, all right. We'll break down the alarms, but we need an outsider to go in and collect the dosh.
Yeah.
Once the alarms have stopped, once we've stopped the alarms. Mm-hmm. So they're like, oh, what can we do? And like they were struggling for ages.
Yeah.
And then one of them said, right, well, my mate's got this cow.
Yeah.
So they said, well, I suppose it'll do. So they got the cow, right, and then they trained it up or what have you.
How did they get it there?
What, to the hideout?
Yeah.
The back of a van.
And what, they trained it up?
Yeah. Like, you know, this is, you've got to go here, right? Here's a treat. You've got to pick up the money, right? There's a treat. And so it got used to doing it.
But what did the cow think about this? I mean, I bet the cow thought, well, I shouldn't really be doing stuff which is, you know, a bit naughty.
But it's all right. It's all right, John.
Okay.
It's completely fine, right? It's just a cow. Anyway, they killed it afterwards, but that's not the point.
No!
But
don't
yeah,
tell me
so
that.
So we're like, oh well, if we send just a cow in, that's going to be look a little bit weird. It's going to look strange, isn't it? Okay, let's try and make him look a little bit more human. Mm-hmm. So they put like a little disguise on him, like a little hat and stuff, and they gave him like a little beard, and they put this little furry thing across his hair, and that's how we get the word moustache today.
Oh God, dear.
Because he went off. With his disguise.
I didn't see that one coming today.
He went off with his disguise, got the money, and they stashed it. The moustache.
I don't know what to say on that one today. So what actually happened about the robbery in the end?
The police caught the robbers, and they had the cow for burgers.
Oh, it's so wrong.
And they kept the word.
It's so wrong, isn't it? And that's where moustache came from.
Yep.
And that's kind of a seamless link to your moustache.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Oh, well. Well, I didn't see it coming today. I usually can predict halfway through your story, which is what is coming. But anyway, that was Higmify. Can you round it up for us, please?
Yes. Robbers, bank, cow, trained, hairy face, moustache.
Thank you. You're listening to Smoke Radio.